Oh, do I have to wear this for this?
And we are joined by the man of the hour, Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Miller Lite Ford for Team Penske. Brad, walk us through tonight's race.
Walk us through. Turned up. It's up all the way. That's all the way.
Yeah. You want to do it from your bus?
Can you just talk real loud for me? My ears are ringing.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Please walk us through that exciting finish tonight.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It was something, you know. Chase was really, really strong, and you know, I was just thinking, man, I'm going to finish second. I just need a break. And that yellow came. I was like, well, let's see what we got. And we had kind of lost the race, I think, or two that way last year. And I was like, you know what? We might lose the race this way, but at least we're going to try. And thank God we didn't. Thank God it came together. Obviously, it didn't have to. But I'm proud that it did, and I'm just so thankful to finally win this race and to be able to do it with the American flag on Memorial Day weekend, with how much it means to me and, you know, my family and the foundation I have with the Checker Flag Foundation. And, you know, I had Don Mareep on the car, and I know his family was watching. I'm really happy for them. I don't know if they're watching this or not, but I hope we made you proud and honored Donovan the right way. And, you know, it's I'm pretty tired. It's a long, hard race. And I really wish my wife and the crew could have joined me in Victor Lane. I certainly miss them. But I'm really proud and thankful for the opportunity to run today and to win races like this. And it's a major, you know. I think there's like 5 majors, at least in my mind. You got the Brickyard, Darlington, of course, the Daytona 500, here the Coke 600, and the Bristol Night Race. I kind of think of those as the major races. And, you know, now I only got one left. I won the other 4 and need to win Daytona 500. It's probably the biggest major, but still nice to have 4 or 5 checked off. And this was a big one along the way. I feel like I've had the shot to win this race, you know, probably 4 or 5 times. In 2011, I got caught up in a wreck at the very end. And I think 2014, I had a loose wheel at the end. And last year, we led a bunch of this race and probably were the favorite to win it late and had a loose wheel. And, you know, just didn't come together for whatever reason. But today, it came together, and I'm super, super thankful. I just hope we can do it again. I hope everybody that watched enjoyed it and remembers the reason why we get to do great things like this. And I guess I should stop talking, but just a real special day for me.
Well, you won the Coca-Cola 600. We're going to open it up to questions. We're going to start with Bob Pockris. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Yeah, Brad, you had Jimmy next to you on the restart. Are you cognizant that there's a guy next to you who hasn't won in 101 races?
No, I didn't really think about that. I just thought about getting the best launch I could get. And, you know, coming up in front of him down the backstretch once we were clear and getting that draft, that push. And it all came together, Bob. And, you know, obviously that last restart on old tires is never easy. But we made it happen today, and I'm very thankful.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Kelly Crandall. Go ahead with your question, Kelly.
Brad, how much for the restarts did lane choice matter versus who was pushing from behind?
I think it was, you know, the launch and the push more so than the lanes. You know, you just need all the help you can get to get going. And you know, I got a good push there. I don't know who it was behind. I think it was maybe the 88. And that was certainly very helpful. So thanks to him. Man, these races are so crazy. And, you know, the race kind of started out single file and you couldn't make anything happen. Then about the last 100 or so laps, the PJ1 started to come in and turn into a 2-group racetrack. And I thought it got really racy, and Chase was super strong. He passed me for the lead, and I thought, oh God. And I got so loose at the end there that I was just holding on. I was like, oh, I can't believe we're going to get this close. And blistered my hand. I was sawing on the wheel so hard. Like, ah. But you know, at the end, we caught a break. We made the most of the break. You know, life's just as much about catching the breaks as it is making the most of them. And today we did both. And we made the most of the events that happened to us.
Our next question will come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with your question, Jeff.
Yeah, Brad, first of all, I have a couple questions. Why did you choose to restart on the inside? If you started on the outside, you would have Blaney. It turned out you got a great push from Bowman. And then the other thing is when you see Chase pull off there and you know you're going to stay out, what goes through your mind in that moment?
Yeah, Jeff, I think first off, I felt confident that if I took the bottom with Blaney up there that Blaney would have an opportunity to take it three wide and slow that lane down. And if you take the outside, you risk that happening to you. I didn't want that to happen. And it's a little bit, you know, like a game of blackjack where you count cards there and you're thinking to yourself, you know, when Chase pulled off, I'm like, I think we made the right move. How many cars stayed out behind us? I think I heard it was something like six or seven that stayed out behind us. And I knew it would be really hard for him to pass all those cars in two laps. And so I felt pretty good about it. It was just going to come down to the 48 and I.
Our next question will come from Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, Brad, you're a free agent. I know most business had come to a halt during the season suspension. I'm wondering if you think this win gives you some added value, and also if you think you cheered up Roger Penske's day.
I know winning never hurts. You know, I wish I had more news, but I don't. I mean, winning's not a bad thing, and you know, I hope to continue to compete at a very high level and be able to win races for a long time. And you know, obviously, I've got a very good team right now. And I don't know where we're sitting at points after today, but I would think it's probably in the top five or six. And we've got a race win at a major. Well, you know, on a team that's really just starting to click together, this team's got a lot of potential. My goodness, on pit road today, they were on fire and put us in a spot to win. And I hope that I get to take and make something of that for years to come. But, you know, it's not all up to me. You know, a lot of things have to come together, and whether it's sponsors or whatnot, management things. And that hasn't happened yet. I hope it does, because, you know, I think this is my 30th win at the cup level with Team Penske, and that's pretty special. I think I got another 30 left in me, and I'd like to have the chance at that.
Simon went on this day last year and got an extension. Do you think winning on Memorial Day does anything to please Roger?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest days for him. Yeah, I maybe here in Daytona, but you know what? I hope everything goes well, and we can figure all that out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Alex Andreev from the Charlotte Observer. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Brad. I'm curious what you thought about Chase Elliott's decision that last, you know, those last kind of final laps to make that pit stop. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I just remember the saying somebody told me when I was younger, damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's just a tough spot to be in. I've been in that spot. I've lost races that way. It stinks. It hurts. But it comes the other way. It's taken a lot of years for it to come that way for me, and finally today it did. And I'm thankful for that, but I also recognize that Chase was really fast today. And, you know, probably if it had been just a raw speed race, he'd have won. But, you know, life's not always fair like that, both ways sometimes. And you just try to take advantage of it when it's on your side.
Thank you.
Next question will come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with your question, Jeff.
I already asked one. I'm good.
Okay, we'll go next to Dustin Long. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Yeah, a couple questions, Brad. Where do you feel like you guys stack up with the Hendrick cars, even with the win today?
Yeah, they were just a touch better, but we weren't far off. You know, I think this is closer, the closest we've been to them. but we still have a little bit of work to do. We need to keep iterating, keep getting faster. They seem to be a little faster than we do in dirty air. In clean air, I think we're close to them, maybe even a touch faster. But in dirty air, they seem to be just a little bit faster. And I think we have a little bit of work to do, but we can do it. We just got to put our head down and stay focused on it.
Also, you said the PJ1 didn't come to the latter half of the race. Come Wednesday night, that's a shorter race. You're starting 20th. What's it going to be like with the inversion? And it seemed like it was really tough to pass tonight before the PJ1 came in.
Yeah, and no doubt, you know, I'd like for it to come in faster, hopefully with having the trucks and Xfinity cars, maybe it will. It really depends on how they approach the reapplication.
Thank you.
No problem.
Our next question will come from Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Brad, what were your emotions like getting out of the car? And obviously, I know this is a special win, but to see the stands empty there, did that have any kind of...
Basically, what was your reaction getting out of the car and seeing the stands empty? What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, just like kind of bummed. Like, man, I wanted to win the 600 my whole life. I wish it was in front of everybody, but I recognize that's not always how it works. And I'm just thankful for the win. I'm trying not to get too caught up in all the peripherals. But it would have been nice to have my family and the fans here and, you know, Donovan's family. I wish they could have been in Victory Lane with me, but, you know, I think it's easy to get caught up in the things that didn't happen and forget how blessed we are to be here with what's going on in the world and how hard Marcus Smith and his team have worked to make this event possible along with everybody at NASCAR. You know, we're one of the only major sports even going right now, and that's no easy feat. I'm thankful for those that worked their tail off to figure out a way to do it. When, you know, I think I said this a few weeks ago, it would have been easy to just kind of cower and wait. So I know there's a lot of fans that wish they could be in the stands today and maybe don't understand it all, but, you know, it's not all in our hands. There's a lot of government people and so forth that are kind of pacing it. And to that end, we're doing the best we can to make sure we get some racing in and can entertain some folks and show them that, the world will go on.
Our final question will come from Andrew Curlin. Go ahead with the question, Andrew.
Yeah, Brad, I know how much it means to you to give back to those who have served and to win on a special weekend like Memorial Day and to have the burnout with the American flag. What does it mean, and does it add anything extra to win on Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, absolutely. It's a special day. This is Memorial Day is racing, and racing, you know, in a lot of ways was founded by those that served NASCAR specifically. And so there will always be a close connection. So, you know, we try to make the most of it. And, you know, I think our fans are very patriotic, and a lot of them come from backgrounds where they've either served or their family served. And, you know, I just try to do the best I can to honor that and recognize that there's a lot going on in the world bigger than racing. And I'm proud that we get to do what we get to do, whether there's a pandemic or not. And part of what makes that a possibility is, you know, those that serve and are willing to give their lives. And I think they're pretty awesome people.
Thank you, Brad.
Well, Brad, thanks for taking the time. Congratulations on the win. Good luck Wednesday, bud.
Thanks, y'all. Take care.